Less than a quarter into its new fiscal year, Indiana has already collected hundreds of millions more in taxes than expected. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith explains why it will be harder to trigger the state's automatic taxpayer refund law again next year.
Through August, Indiana collected $353 million more in revenue than its current budget needs. Indiana can trigger its automatic taxpayer refund law in odd-numbered years when its two-year budget cycle ends. It did so in 2021, sending back $125 per person to anyone who filed a tax return. But triggering that law in 2023 will be more difficult. That's because of a change lawmakers put into recent legislation during the special session. Next year, when closing the state's financial books, the first $1 billion of excess revenues won't be used for a taxpayer refund. Instead, it will go entirely to paying down debt in a teacher pension fund. Any excess tax collections after that would go towards taxpayer refunds. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.